More than 6.6 million people applied for unemployment insurance last week, shattering a record set in the previous week as the coronavirus pandemic continues to wreak havoc on the economy. In anticipation of the economic turmoil, Congress passed that $2 trillion relief package. So what does it mean for the millions of Americans trying to access some of that money now? Let's bring in NPR chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
And when you hear that number, 6.6 million people, and you add that to the record-breaking numbers we saw last week, that means nearly 10 million people have filed new unemployment claims in the last 2 weeks. Put that in perspective for us. How widespread is the economic damage so far when it comes to job losses?
Jeremy, this is really unprecedented, both in the scope of the job losses and the speed at which they have occurred. That 6.6 million claims we saw just last week, that's about 10 times what we saw during the very worst week of the Great Recession back in 2009. And that was a recession that played out over a long period of time. This is really just a sudden stop. It's been super abrupt. One economist I spoke to said it's akin to what she saw along the Gulf Coast when Hurricane Katrina hit. But of course, this coronavirus is a hurricane that's casting a shadow over the whole country.
And when it comes to these unemployment applications, might we see unemployment claims continue to rise as the numbers start to reflect people who were unable to even get through on the websites in the first couple of weeks?
Yeah, last week may have marked the peak in first-time claims. We may not see another 6 million people filing a single week again, but we are certainly going to see continued growth in the total number of people who are out of work. Oxford Economics projects that the total could be 20 million before this pandemic is brought under control, and that the unemployment rate could soar to 12% or even higher. That would be higher than anything we've seen in the post-World War II period. During the Great Recession, unemployment topped out at about 10%. It was just under 11% during the severe 1982 recession. Other than that, you have to go back to the 1930s to see an unemployment rate in this, anywhere near this. And the spike is all the more startling because, you know, we were matching a 50-year low in unemployment as recently as February, which I know seems like a long time ago now, but we're only talking about 5 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Scott, I want to ask you a couple of questions that people have been asking me, because I now know many people who have lost their income as a result of what's happened here. One of the questions is the extended unemployment insurance for freelancers and other workers who are not usually eligible. Can all self-employed people apply right now in this crisis for unemployment insurance?
Yes, they can. And this is a part of that $2 trillion package that Congress just approved. They both broaden the eligibility for unemployment insurance, so people like the self-employed and gig workers who traditionally have not been eligible can now apply for unemployment insurance. And Congress also sweetened the offer, so there's an extra $600 a week for workers during this pandemic. And those extra unemployment benefits will extend through the end of July.
And does that apply to all people who apply for unemployment benefits right now? Do they all get the extra money?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What about small business owners who are also worried about what they're going to do to keep their businesses afloat? They can get these loans from the federal government to stay afloat that become outright grants if they keep the workers on the payroll. So here's a question I've gotten, which is, if you're a small business owner trying to take advantage of that new program, should you keep all of your employees on the payroll and keep paying them, or lay off those workers so that they can then collect unemployment themselves?
Right. That's a calculation that small business owners are having to make. And even if you have previously laid off your workers, you are eligible to have that loan forgiven if you now rehire them and keep them on the payroll for 8 weeks. This small business loan program, it's about $350 billion in that relief package. It's supposed to start rolling out tomorrow. The Small Business Administration has been working with banks around the country to make those loans available. They've put together a pretty simple form, and we'll be watching to see how that goes. It's obviously a lot of money that the government is trying to shovel out the door quickly, and the incentive is there to encourage employers to keep workers on the payroll. The idea of that is that if workers and businesses remain sort of attached, even if they're not working and the businesses aren't open right now. It will be easier and quicker when we get to the other side of this pandemic to turn the lights back on, open the doors, and go back into business. The fear is that the longer the shutdown lasts and the more workers drift away from their previous employers, then the harder it's going to be to get the economy up and running again when the time comes.
That is NPR Chief Economics Correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, I'm sure we're going to be talking to you a lot as this economic crisis continues along with the coronavirus crisis. Thank you so much.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.